We're with Shane Anderson, and he was the committee chairperson who is leading the recall effort in the District 24 for the Republicans who are recalling Representative Dwayne Kiefert. And again, if you can explain a little bit, Shane, as to why you and other District 24 Republicans felt that it was important to recall Dwight Kiefert.
Well, I can speak for myself as to reasons why. You know, other members of the sponsoring committee probably agree with me, but I can't, you know, I can only speak on my behalf. So for me, we have, you know, Dwight Kiefert has a history of, we'll say, non-conservative voting. You know, there is the American Conservative Union, who looks at legislators nationwide and rates, gives them a rating based upon how conservative their voting record is. And Dwight Kiefert's lifetime rating is 55%. And I believe that that is one of, if not the lowest rating of any Republican in North Dakota legislature. And in fact, it's lower than several Democrats. So you take that, and then I don't remember what month it was in, but there was a vote. While the state of emergency was still in effect, there was a vote in the legislature to terminate that, take that power away from the governor, and Dwight Kiefert voted opposed to that.
And now you have to gather some 1,764 signatures for this recall petition, and the Secretary of State has given you the go-ahead to do that. Now, how much time do you have? What's the deadline to get those signatures in, Shane?
We have one year from the date of certification, so it would be 1 year from today.
And again, when is Representative Kiefert's term up, or when is the re-election come up?
I believe his next election is in 2024, because he was just elected in the 2020 election, you know, re-elected. I don't know if I said that.
Okay. All right. So you've got, like you said, a year to gather those signatures before you could have a recall vote. What's the earliest that you could have a recall vote? Did they give you that?
Well, whenever we send in, we get all the signatures and send it in, the Secretary of State has, I believe it's up to 90 days to hold the recall election from the date they received those signatures.
All right. Anything else to add? I think you had talked about there were some other media outlets throwing out some misinformation. Did you want to address that?
Yeah. So there are some that are accusing us of being members of the Bastiat Caucus. The thing is, I'm not even entirely sure what a caucus is. So my understanding is a caucus is basically a group of legislators that agree on issues. Well, none of the people on our sponsoring committee are North Dakota legislators. I don't believe any ever have been. So we're certainly not part of any caucus. And then I've seen multiple news outlets talk about how this Bastiat Caucus, they don't even release who their members are. So I don't know how anybody presumes to tell us that, or to say that we are members of that caucus. I've also seen it stated that the Bastiat Caucus led the charges to censure representatives. Now, I don't know what happened in other districts, but in District 24, I led that charge. there were no legislators involved in that. It was just people from the district that had enough.
Is it possible, Shane, that they could be referring to former state representative out of District 24, Daniel Johnston? What do you think about that take?
Not that I'm aware of, but I will just say Dan Johnston is not involved in the, he wasn't involved in the censure. He's not involved in the recall in any way.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
I guess the only other comment I would have, I keep seeing this, and we've talked about this before, but Kiefert keeps giving this accusation that we're libertarians trying to take over the Republican Party. The problem with that, I've never been a registered libertarian. I don't think any of the other members of our sponsoring committee have been. And I know myself and one other member of the committee who have said the same thing. Every time Dwight Kiefert's been up for election, I voted for him every single time. So I'm not sure where he gets this. You know, he ran as a Republican, and he doesn't vote like a Republican, and that's where we are. That's why we're doing what we do.
Those comments made by Recall Committee Chairman Shane Anderson, who also represents, or is a member, we should say, of the District 24 Republican Party.